here on the Red River Farm Network. Weeds can greatly harm a farmer's yields and revenue, and the proof is overwhelming. Red River Farm Network farm broadcaster Tyler Donaldson has the story.
Syngenta Agronomy Service Representative Blake Miller talks about the relationship between weeds and their impact on corn.
There's definitely a direct relationship there. We have looked at 1 to 2 inch weeds and looked at their composition, and we can talk about how much nitrogen was in them, and we know how much a weed that size will remove of water out of the field in 3 days, and other agronomic aspects. But where the rubber meets the road here, there's a Southern Illinois University study, and effectively for every inch of weed growth you let compete with your corn, you're losing 4.6 bushels to the acre. So then a grower can take 4.6 times what they sold their crop for, and they can really start to dig into the economics of how I need to design my program, what's it costing me. And we know all those scientific attributes that I mentioned before, but that's the point that's really important.
Developing a herbicide strategy requires a broad approach.
What were those fields like the last time they were in corn? What did they look like last year if you're rotating in a corn-soybean rotation? What was weed pressure like? Was the program effective the last time I used it? Does the program I'm using today have a long view? What's that mean? That means I want to manage my fields today like they have resistance so I don't get the resistance later on. Do I have multiple effective sites of action on my weed spectrum?
Syngenta has a great option for weed control.
The first herbicide that comes to mine is our Acuron brand. Acuron contains 4 active ingredients and 3 sites of action, so multiple effective sites of action on the field to mitigate the development of resistance long term. Acuron also is absolutely crop safe. It's flexible in all types of cultural practices. It has good burn down activity if you're in a conservation program, and it also fits in a conventional tillage system very well.
For the Red River Farm Network, I'm Tyler Donaldson.
Spearfish Salt.